Today, Pentecost is the third largest feast of the church, next to Easter and Christmas. And it's the climax of our celebration of Easter. Next week, we won't have the Paschal candle here in the front. You'll see things just a little different. And today, of course, we wear red. And some of you, I see, brought your red today as well. And 50 days ago, we began that season of Easter that brought our attention and focus on the victory of life over death. God's verdict to us is that sin and death do not have the final word. This offer of life is given to us if we choose to participate. And the temptation is to think and read this event of Pentecost in the resurrection in the past. And rather, the church wants us to look at it as present, here and now. The gift of the Holy Spirit, which was present to the apostles, is now continually present to us here today. You and I are the same animated church as were the people who were given a tremendous gift in the upper room. We are a gathered people from various walks of life that are brought together by that same Holy Spirit. And the first reading today from Acts of the Apostles illustrates the diversity by identifying their language and place of origin. We are created uniquely by God. We have a variety of identities. And this gathered community here today is brought together by the common faith. We don't have to post signs that say, "I speak a different language," or "I come from a certain place far away." This space brings all of that together. We don't leave it at the door, and God doesn't want us to deny our uniqueness. That rich diversity is now speaking the language of faith, which all of us can understand, and we share with one voice. Our diversity does not divide us, but God uses our unique identities to bring us closer together through the power of the Holy Spirit. And while we celebrate unity and diversity at the same time, we bring those unique gifts in service to our God. And some may say that the church should be about social work to the exclusion of intellectual pursuits. And others think that liturgy is the only pursuit worthy of our church. But I believe what Paul is trying to get at is to validate the various gifts each of us has been given by God. I'm not an academic, I'm not an intellect, yet I value those who offer that gift, and I enjoy listening to their insights. And it's also amazing to witness the many who serve the various charitable agencies and how their hearts are very much into helping people. The amazing thing about being employed in the church is to see many people expressing their gifts for the church. It's very easy to see the Holy Spirit at work and to give thanks for each of those unique gifts. And yes, administration, the one who is in charge of organizing those gifts, that's important too. So the Holy Spirit is the breath, the life exchange between the Father and Son, given to each of us. Our gifts, though varied, are meant to express that oneness of faith. Holy Spirit is the love exchange between Father and Son, and we are called to participate in that exchange of love daily in the relationships that we have with one another. It's not something that just happened in the past. Wasn't that awesome what happened to the apostles back then? Again, it's happening right now. The breath of God is poured out onto us gathered in this space here today. This breath of God gives life, and so we are meant to give life on a day-to-day basis, to breathe peace where there is conflict, to call forth forgiveness where there is hurt and pain, to create unity where there is division. We don't leave the Spirit here or think this building can contain it. We are meant to carry that breath, that love out there, so that others may celebrate their own unique gifts for the glory of God. Jesus enters each of our locked hearts and says, "Peace be with you." He breathes his Spirit into us, not because we're ready, but because we're simply his. Our church, animated by the power of the Holy Spirit, is by its very nature missionary. So let's not let those gifts stand by idle. Let us go and be church with the energy and zeal that has been breathed upon each one of us.